I want to hear from the moms and find out, when were you mom-shamed? 877-591-9696. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. My wife was mom-shamed. And I kind of hate this for her. And in the moment, I guess I didn't, like, really feel like it was a mom-shaming thing, though, in reflection, it was. So we went to this kid's dentist on the north side, and it was a new kid's dentist. And I thought, all right.
New to you or new, like, in practice?
No, it was new to us.
Oh, okay.
We had gone to one other before, and then now we tried this new dentist. And, you know, we went in, had an appointment. It was really nice, whatever. And they said, oh, okay, well, you need to be brushing your toddler's teeth longer. They asked how many times. We do it twice a day. But they're like, oh, you need to be brushing her teeth a lot longer. And
how long do you usually brush your teeth?
Well, so we have this little electric toothbrush, and I don't know that it's about a certain amount of time as much as it is, like, when you have a two-year-old, they, like, fight it. They don't understand why you're brushing their teeth. And so they're like, no, 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 whipping your head around. And you got to, like, kind of hold them down like a crazy person. And, like, you're in there, like, really putting in work.
Oh, wow.
To get these teeth brushed.
And so, this sounds terrible. Wait, didn't you say she hit you once? Like,
oh, yeah. she doesn't really like it. So I have to make it as fun as possible. So I'm making, like, noises. I'm doing, like, car noises and going, like doing all these things to try and distract her through it. And even then, she gets, like, very upset about the teeth brushing process. But this is, the teeth brushing is my responsibility.
Okay.
And the dentist lady kept going, Mom, you gotta brush the teeth longer. Mom, you gotta brush the teeth longer. She kept saying, Mom, 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 and putting this all on Stacy.
Okay, and so, Dad, where were you to say, actually, it's me?
And I guess in the moment, I didn't really think about it. I was just thinking, like, oh, I guess we need to brush her teeth longer. And then Stacy was like, she totally shamed me. And you're right there, and you're the one who brushes her teeth.
You should have spoken up.
And I guess I should have spoken up, and I feel really bad about that.
Because she just got shamed for an entire appointment.
Yeah.
I love how it turned into, we need to do this longer, Stacey. Come on, Mo.
Well, yeah, and I guess I feel bad in that I didn't say anything, but what was I going to say? Actually, I'm the one that needs to do this longer. I mean, we're both her parents.
Right. But it must not have felt, I mean, in general, for her to get shamed through that.
Yeah, yeah. It must not have felt good because she kept saying, Mom, you got to brush. Specifically, she kept saying, Mom, you got to brush the teeth longer. You got to spend more time on the teeth. And so now I am brushing those teeth longer, and I'm like, sorry, kiddo, we got to get in there. We got to get those molars back there. We got to get those front chompers.
Yeah, and then I believe you're doing a much better job now.
Yeah, and we are. It's just, it's very, very difficult because, like I said, they just flail. They don't want that.
Well, I also think that, like, mom shaping happens a lot more, like, with moms because society assumes that they are doing everything.
100%.
And
Because with dads, if people find out that a dad changed a diaper in public, they're like, oh my God.
Throw a parade!
What a father. You know, where it's just expected, really. I'm not saying it should be that way, but it's just sort of how society sees it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just expected that the moms would be doing those things.
Moms get shamed a lot more. Like, if a kid's not doing well in school, like, automatically it's like, Mom, what's going on?
Wait, yeah.
You're right. Moms do get shamed a lot. Ladies, like, what's going on?
Don't, I was going to say, shame the dads too. Don't shame parents.
Don't shame anyone.
Because parenting is hard.
Yeah.
And, like, it sounds obvious. Of course you want to brush your kid's teeth twice a day for as long as possible. But guess what? It's not as easy as it sounds.
No. And everyone, as long as you're trying your best, I get how uncomfortable it must be to, like, feel shame.
Yeah. And so we want to know, 877-591-9696. When were you mom shamed? Now, Gloria, how are you mom shamed? You're mom shamed by your sister?
Yep.
Why? Okay, so why does she mom shame you?
Okay, she's not a mom herself, but...
Okay.
She said, let's start there.
She sees that I get my girls dolled up. And mind you, I'm a single parent with them. Like, my daughter's dad, he works 6 to 2, so it's like, I'm with them, like, yeah. So he gets all.
So you...
get them ready and everything.
She sees that you get your kids all dolled up, and she judges that?
She judges me for not getting myself ready.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
That's, Well, and that's the other thing. Moms are doing all this. You got to get the kids ready. You got to do all that.
And sometimes then, you take a little back seat. And you know what, Gloria? First of all, that's rude of your sister. But second of all, moms will get shamed if they do get dolled up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Moms will get shamed if they don't get dolled up. Like, there's no winning, huh?
Hey, I didn't get mom hair when I took my youngest to the dentist. I got a suggestion from the dentist who was also mom. She didn't tell me brush more. She told me, does your daughter let you brush her teeth? And I said, no. She gave me a suggestion of grabbing their arms, putting their heads between your legs, putting their arms under your legs, and just lifting their lips up and down and just going with the toothbrush. And it has helped me a lot because they did a lot of
Carla, WrestleMania in the morning.
Yeah, Carla, that gives context to what I was just saying. It is literally like wrestling a crazy person when you are trying to brush a toddler's teeth. Like, it is not an enjoyable experience.
All I can think of is the Crocodile Hunter. Mm-hmm. And like,
yes, that's a better example. Yes, you are wrestling an alligator.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. When were you mom shamed and why? Air out that grievance with us. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. So a final update from the company lawyers on the diary situation. Are we going to be able to move forward? How are we going to move forward? All the answers, I think, to those questions coming at 7:30 on B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Asking right now, though, when were you mom-shamed and why? And I want to start with Kristen in South Haven. So let me understand this. Your kid is in the grocery store having a temper tantrum, and what happened?
A teacher told me that I needed to control him.
A teacher? So it just happened to be a teacher that was at the store, said you need to control your kid?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He was throwing a fit because he couldn't get a toy. And I told him no. So he was, all over the store throwing a fit. And my husband picked him up. Sorry, I'm driving.
That's okay. Drive safely.
Yes. That's the most important part.
We're at the edge of our seats right now.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and asked her if she had children, and she said no, but she was a teacher. I was like, how can you control children if you don't have any?
Yeah, that's, I'm a teacher is not quite the same.
No. And also, like, have you tried, Moke says this all the time, like, have you tried rationalizing and negotiating with the toddler or a child? It doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
it does not work.
You cannot. Literally, yesterday, my daughter Dahlia, who is almost 2.5, asked for a banana. So I opened a banana and I gave her a half and I sort of split it apart like we normally do. And she got so mad because she wanted the whole banana to hold it herself. And I was like, oh, then here, take the rest of the banana. And at that point, it was all
too
over.
Late.
Yeah, you just cannot rationalize with them. Thank you, Kristen. And I'm not venting about toddlers. I'm venting about how people treat the situation.
Oh, because, I mean, I'm sure you've been in a situation where, like, your kid is tantruming and you get a stare, like, the stare that says control your kid. And it's like, I didn't tell her to do this.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell her to stop.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds. Jessica in St. Charles, when were you mom-shamed?
Hey, Moe and Carla.
Hi.
I was mom-shamed just recently. You know, with the nice weather. Me and my girls, we went out to the park, and my 18-month-old was throwing the biggest fit because she knew she didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
She knew we were going home.
Yeah.
So she was screaming and crying, and I'm like trying to push the heavy double stroller back home and rushing back home. And this lady that, let me tell you what, she does a lot of stuff around here. And so she's not a very nice lady.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Just the neighborhood mean lady.
Anyways, and she's like, you know you can carry her, right? And I'm like baffled because I'm like rushing back home. I'm like, I'm running. And I'm like, excuse me? And she's like, you know you can carry her. I'm about to call the police. I was about to call the police.
The police, Karen? Well, okay,
so
let me understand this. So your baby's in the stroller tantruming, and she's suggesting that you carry the tantruming baby. Which, by the way,
and I'm like, okay,
That doesn't necessarily mean that the baby's going to stop tantruming.
Right.
Then you
now
just
she's
have
just screaming and
someone
crying
kicking
in your,
in your arms and you're trying to push the double stroller. That's intense.
Actually, and that's exactly what my daughter does. So I'm like, nope, let me just hurry up back home.
Yeah.
And then the crazy part was, is that I was like such a big shock. And I was like, lady, it costs nothing to mind your business. I'm rushing back home so that I can control her. And I'm like, dude, if she genuinely cared, like she could have just been like, you know what, do you need help? Like,
yeah. There you
go. Push a double stroller.
Either do you need help,
hand, you know?
Or mind your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have no solutions, don't just point out the problem to me that I clearly see. Because you clearly see and hear that your kid was having a moment.
Well, and a lot of times as parents, like when your kid is having a tantrum, it can be very, very overstimulating. So it's already like chaos in your mind. And then when somebody comes at you, like, I don't know how, Jessica, I don't know how you kept your cool and didn't just like unleash on this
lady.
You
would have said something, huh, Mo?
It depends on the mood.
I would have. I was like, let me drop off my baby right now.
And I'll be right back.
Say to her.
Yeah, you know, and tantruming kids, like, it's tough. I've learned, like, if Dahlia is kicking and screaming, I have to sideways hold her.
Like
so
a football?
She didn't kick me. Yeah. So she doesn't kick me in the nuts.
Like you're holding a yoga mat?
Yeah. Keep her on the side. And yeah, you just do your best. And you know what? All parents, we're just doing our best. Right, Jessica?
Exactly. Yeah. And I just briefly told her, you have like a couple teenage boys that are actually at the park right now and are doing illegal stuff. I'm like, you should probably go check on them before I call the police.
Go handle that. Yeah. Oh, Jessica, you know what? You're a good mom and you're doing a great job. And I want you to know that. Okay. And thank you for calling and sharing that story with us.
Thank you so much. All right. Love you guys.
We love you too.
Have a great day. All right. Yeah. You know what? And do not shame moms. Don't shame parents. It's harder than it looks.
Especially when you can see that they're already in a situation that neither the kid or the parent wants to be in.
Yeah, just leave them alone. Mind your business.
There you go.
They know, okay?
I'm aware the kid is screaming.
Yep. It's Mogan Carla Mornings and Lady Gaga now.